Chapter 6, A Precession of Prophecies. Was there an advanced ancient civilization on Earth, much older than we normally believe could be possible? Did these ancestors deliberately create a wide variety of myths and spiritual teachings worldwide about the pineal gland? Could these cultures or their forgotten creators manipulate giant blocks of stone to build massive pyramids in two totally separate cultures, namely the Mayan and the Egyptians? Did the people of these cultures enjoy direct contact with gods, human extraterrestrials, who may have been far older and far more advanced than they were? Did these ancient astronauts understand that there was a source field we were all a part of, and in fact were using to think? And lastly, are there enough surviving traces of these ancient cultures left behind so we can figure out what happened to understand who these people were and what they might have known? The Earth almost certainly went through a catastrophe around the last ice age, some 12,000 to 13,000 years ago. If there was an advanced civilization on Earth before then, as many ancient astronaut theorists suggest, this great flood seems to have largely destroyed it. Rand and Rose Flemath tied together a whole host of unique references worldwide with impeccable research to arrive at this conclusion. From all corners of the Earth, the same story is told. The sun deviates from its regular path. The sky falls. The Earth is wrenched and torn by earthquakes. And finally, a great wave of water engulfs the globe. Survivors of such a calamity would go to any lengths to prevent it from happening again. They lived in an age of magic. It was natural and necessary to construct elaborate devices to pacify the sun god or goddess, or monitor its path. Thanks to the best-selling Fingerprints of the Gods by Graham Hancock, the scholarly work of Giorgio de Santayana and Hertha von Deschend is now central to any investigation of these ancient prophecies. Why? Their magnum opus, Hamlet's Mill, tied together an incredible number of different ancient legends around the world and found that they all shared common roots. Author Colin Wilson stated it clearly. In effect, Santayana is presenting a rich tapestry of legends of the Eskimos, Icelanders, Norsemen, American Indians, Finns, Hawaiians, Japanese, Chinese, Hindus, Persians, Romans, ancient Greeks, ancient Hindus, ancient Egyptians, and dozens of other nations, and asking, how did these strange similarities develop unless all these myths have some common origin? And this origin, he is inclined to believe, lies in astronomy. What could possibly have caused all these different cultures around the world to end up with the same exact information about astronomy? And what did all these different worldwide legends want us to know? The answer is deceptively simple. The myths encoded a long-term cycle in the Earth's orbit, which takes some 25,000 years to complete. The prophecies also tell us these periods of great difficulty give way to what they often call a golden age. One classic example is the Norse legend of the Ragnarok. This is admittedly one of the most doom and gloom sounding prophecies out there, but it does have a happy ending, as Bulfinch described in 1855. It was a firm belief of the northern nations that a time would come when all the visible creation, the gods of Valhalla and Niflheim, the inhabitants of Jotunheim, Alfheim, and Midgard, together with their habitations, would be destroyed. The earth itself will be frightened and begin to tremble. The sea leave its basin. The heavens tear asunder, and men perish in great numbers. The whole universe is burned up. The sun becomes dim. The earth sinks into the ocean. The stars fall from heaven, and time is no more. After this, Al-Fadur, the Almighty, will cause a new heaven and a new earth to arise out of the sea. The new earth, filled with abundant supplies, will spontaneously produce its fruits without labor or care. Wickedness and misery will no more be known, but the gods and men will live happily together. Let's consider the evidence we've examined so far. I do not believe these are literal prophecies, but they may be telling us a story about our future using dreamlike symbolism. We have powerful clues that the basic energy of the universe is conscious, and we all think with the field to some degree. Could there be long cycles of time in which the character, quality, and even intelligence of the source field change for everyone here on Earth? Could these cycles drive our entire planet through a mass evolution so we don't all keep reincarnating again and again, learning the same lessons for millennia? Many scholars agree this great 25,000-year cycle ends in 2012, or thereabouts, which makes this a very cutting-edge and relevant discussion in today's world.